Blog Talk Radio.
All right, amen, praise God. We just step aside, amen, glory to God, and let God have his way. Lord Jesus, we just bless and praise our God this morning. Amen, glory to his name. Welcome, 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 everyone. Glory to God, to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You are on the air with Apostle Carolyn McGill this morning. This is our Sunday morning service, amen. This is our Easter Sunday, amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God this morning for his grace, for his mercy, and for his sovereignty. Amen. Praise God. Glory to his name. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray before we get started this morning. Amen. Glory to God, to see what the Lord is is going to do on this great day. Amen. Glory to his name. For he has risen. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And as we come, glory to your name, Father, we just ask that you take control, glory to God, of this service this morning, Lord God. And we welcome the special guest this morning, the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Take his rightful place. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father God, as we come this morning, Lord God, we need a word from the very throne room this morning, Lord God. We need your power. Glory to God to do the work of the ministry, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So I pray, God, this morning, Lord, that you would touch me from the crown of my head, God, to the very soles of my feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, glory to your name, Father God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, that only you can give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, for all the lost souls this morning, Lord God. God. Oh, glory to God. As the God, yes, Holy Ghost, as the word is being preached, Lord God, I pray, glory to God, that the word will go out, Lord God, to the ones that's not saved as well, Lord God, that we would do the work of the ministry, God, that we would evangelize, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I ask that you bless every home, God, this morning, represented here this morning. Yes, Holy Spirit, glory to God. I ask that you move by your mighty power, God, on today. Lord, we just thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Masha Tul Rabasha, for your special touch this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we honor him. Amen and amen and amen. Glory to his name. This morning, people of God, I'm grateful this morning. Amen. As we woke up this morning, glory to God, we know that this is Easter Sunday this morning. Amen. Praise God. And we, you know, the gospel, glory to God, this Easter message, amen, glory to God, simply the reason why Christians walk the way that we do, amen, is because he got up. Amen. Praise God. He got up. Come on, God. The Lord Jesus got up. Amen. Praise God. Thinking about us and Easter, people are looking for the Easter bunny, but glory to God, we should be looking for the Lamb of God, thinking about growing up and, hallelujah, was more focused on the reason for the season, glory to God. But the extra activity that through tradition had been added to it, glory to God. And this is the most time, praise God, that you will find Jesus being preached, glory to God. We find so much to preach about, but this day here and this Holy Week, is you'll hear Jesus' name more than you will hear anything else, praise God, because I think every church will preach Jesus on this day. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the raise of the altar this morning. Glory to God. We do not want us to miss that. And it's about it's not about the clothes, and it's not about the fact that Jesus did get up. He got up, people of God. And I love the song, the one tradition and benefit of the song, that glory to God, the song that was saying that we sang even in the choir, because he lived. The song was, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, written. If you ever heard the song, praise God, I want to share even just a little short choir, just a chorus with you, amen, praise God. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone, because I know who holds the future, and life is worth the living. Just because he lives, the song held special meaning. The words to the song gave us a hope that because he lived, glory to God, hallelujah, we had a reason to be here and to be whatever God wanted us to be, because he lives. Glory to God. He lives. Glory to God. Because he lives, my God, my fear could be turned over to him. Because he lives, glory to God, we can face tomorrow. Amen. To bring, already knows our tomorrow. He knows our tomorrow because he lives. Amen. Praise God. And we know that life, amen, praise God, is worth living. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He lives. because he lives my life with all of the mess, the mistakes, the willful sin, the disobedience is worth living. Why? Because he lives. Hallelujah. I know everybody done messed up. We done all had mistakes. And this Easter morning, I want to encourage you with a simple message because he got up. And if we need a reason for doing anything in our lives, glory to God, for the reason is because he got up. And if you're wondering how you're going to make it and understood that you're going to make it because he got up, you can do it. Amen. Praise God. You feel whatever. Glory to God. The blank. Amen. Praise God. We all got things in our lives because he got up. Because he got up, you can do it too. There's nothing that you can't do because he got up. Turn to me, praise God, with the Bible, with Matthew. Amen. Glory to God. The 28th chapter this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Starting at verse number 28. Because he lives. The Bible says, now after the Sabbath, as of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for the fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, for he is risen as he said, then come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And indeed, he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, he said, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with the fear and great joy and ran to bring his disciples word. And as they be afraid, go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee. And there they will see me. So this morning, I want to spend time this morning talking about the purpose of that stone. You see, some of us have some stones in our lives that are blocking us or keeping us entombed. Glory to God. And just like Jesus was in the tomb, our focus is on the stone versus the one who brings us through it, my God. We're trying to deal with the stone. But because he got up, the stone should not be our focus. While the guards were guarding the outside Jesus' tomb, the angel came down from heaven and rolled the stone away. When the guards saw the angel, they became like dead men, and the stone was put there to keep Jesus in and his disciples out. Do we have some stones in our lives that, glory to God, that's keeping you locked in and others locked out? However, the stone was not enough, as the chief priests and the Pharisees also placed guards at the tomb as ensuring that it would not be disturbed, because they remembered Jesus said he would rise up early. He would rise up after 3 days. If we go to Matthew 27, amen, praise God. And you know, praise God, the scripture tells us, amen, praise God, that Jesus said, glory to God, I will rise on the third day. They placed the guard at the tomb to keep the disciples from and then telling everyone that Christ has risen from the dead when he had not. When we know that this was something the disciples would not have done because they were hiding. They were hiding and were too afraid
for their lives to risk something like this, to steal the body. Remember on the night that Jesus was arrested, how Peter denied three times that he even knew Jesus? There was no way that these scared men would come and try to steal the body. But let me tell you, glory to God, what motivated the personally, I believe that the priest had another reason for placing the guard at the tomb. Now, this is to think about this and what we could have been and other motives for placing the guard outside Jesus' tomb so that he will not find this in the scripture. But I'm providing this to give you something to think about. First, remember, the chief priests and the Pharisees had witnessed Jesus rising, raising several people from the dead while he was alive, so it would be totally believable in their minds that he could do the same for himself. He said he would, and I believe they suspected that he would, because if you remember, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, these people, they got jealous of Jesus. They wanted to crucify him. Glory to God. I'm not shouting the Holy Ghost. The purpose was they were so jealous of Jesus. It was so crazy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when Jesus spoke, they know that when he spoke something, because they seen the miracles, they seen him do signs and wonders. So but I believe in my mind that they knew, glory to God, let us do something, because this man, glory to God, he's unpredictable. By placing the guards outside the tomb, they guaranteed that if Jesus was to rise, he would not come out of the tomb, and his disciples would not be in position to let him out. The stone itself was too heavy for one man to move, so they assumed that if he got up, he would be locked inside the tomb to the end results. And glory to God, and he would never get up. Amen. He would be locked in, praise God, glory to God. The guards would ensure that no one from the outside would help him escape. You see, they did not understand. He did not need the stone rolled away. He did not need for anyone to move the stone so he could get up. Come on, somebody. When he finished what he had to do in hell, he came back, got his body, and left the tomb with the stone still in place. He could do that. The Lord God sent an angel, glory to God, to free him up. My God, I give him glory. Don't you know God will send an angel to you to free you up? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. They did not understand that when he got up, that he had everything that he needed, and what he did not need was someone moving the stone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They thought, glory to God, if we do this, he will not do this. He just walked out. But glory to God, can you see it? And can you see Jesus walking through a stone in our lives? But see, an angel came and removed the stone. Mighty God, the same way God will send an angel to help us in glory. Come on, somebody. My God, I give him glory. What is the stone in our lives? Amen. Glory to God. And what's his name? What is the name of your stone? Amen. Praise God. We all got something that we need God to move. My God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank Jesus, amen, for coming aboard. We thank the angel of the Lord for coming aboard. We thank, glory to God, what happened. Glory to God. Even though Golgotha, we thank God for the Garden of Gethsemane. We thank God, amen. Glory to God. When they put, glory to God, a thing around his head and thorns around his head. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All this was done because it was already written. But you see, an angel came and removed the stone. Mighty God, they came the same way God sends an angel for us. Glory to God. Think about the physical image from the spiritual perspective. There are many stones that have been placed before us. Some we tried to move, and those stones ourselves, so we can continue on our journey. Jesus had a journey that he had to go on, praise God, but he had to die the death of himself first, glory to God, before he could go on that journey. So he died in the Garden of Gethsemane. Amen. Praise God. Not my will, but thy will. comes from place to place, amen, with us. Sometimes God tries to remove the stones, but we hold on to them because they have been such a critical part of our lives that we cannot imagine our lives without them. Sometimes, glory to God, those stones block us from in such a way that we adopt to ensure and resist ever being free. Somebody shout, Jesus came. He got up. My God, I thank you, Jesus. He got up to free himself so that we can be free. Our personal issues, our fears, our concerns act like the stone they placed in front of Jesus' tomb to be kept in. But it did not work because Jesus got up. Need to deal with the stones, everything that comes against us that we have to work our way through can be done successfully because Jesus got up. Because he got up, we can do all things. We know we always quote the scripture, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, says, I can do all things through him, Christ, who strengthens me. Who strengthens you? Christ. How was he able to do that? Because he got up for us. Why does he choose to do it? Because he got up. We quote the scriptures all the time. And even as we quote it, we are thinking about things we cannot do. We say all things, but we do not mean all things. We're faced in a job situation. And yet we're concerned about what will happen. Establish our backup plan just in case it does not happen. We examine our gifts and talents and we determine if we're able to do something based on what others believe about us regardless of our being able to do things. While doing all of this, we quote the scriptures, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How do we find all things? All things is more than some things. All things is more than a few things, and all things is more than a thing. All things literally and verbally means all things. Whatever you can think of is covered under the banner of I can do all things. I do not care how far-fetched it seems. If we're walking with Christ and you believe it, come on, you can do it. Just remember R. Kelly's song, I Believe I Can Fly, I Believe I Can Touch the Sky. I can do it. If I just believe it, there's nothing to it. Do you believe that? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. There is nothing that we cannot do because he got up. When we understand this, and our lives will be changed, and our faith, the same concern, the fear, the frustration, the weakness that you are, we are. Glory to God. We all have areas in our lives where we could be strengthened and made more stronger. We all have moments when we can, and we are not at our best. Come on, somebody. There's none. Glory to God. Sometimes we're not at our best, but through it, all we have to do is be steadfast, hope in Christ that he was able and willing to help us through all things. He is this one who strengthens us. Glory to God. Surely I can do all things through Christ because he got up. I want to talk about he got up. He got up for us. Consider this for a moment. Because Christ got up, he is alive today. He did not die and go to heaven as all of those believers who have gone on before us have done. No, he died. He went to hell. He freed the souls and then went and took his seat on the right hand of the Father. The Bible says in 1 Peter 3:18-20, amen, Jesus freed the souls while he walked the earth. Come on, somebody. Under the Most High. And he freed them from hell after he died. After he got up, he freed some more and still freeing souls to this very important in our lives. When Christian dies, glory to God, we have a funeral to say goodbye and celebrate their life. We reflect on the things that they did, and for God is how they treated others, and everything we say about them is in the past tense. We recognize that they have lived their lives and they are no longer able to interact with us. They are in heaven waiting for the return of Christ. They are at a peace and are no longer working. Yes, this means that they are not up there interceding for us who remain down here. They are at peace. When we lay their bodies to rest, we're saying our final goodbyes. We may visit their grave. People do, but the body's not there no more. From time to time, but we know that they were and are visiting, glory to God, the person, but the physical house where the spirit dwells while they were here on earth. This is not the case for Jesus. He died, went to hell, preached. There, done, friends. Some of the souls there, he came back into the tomb, re-entered his body, folded the grave clothes, walked through. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Through the stones covering the open of the tomb, the stones could not hold him. Come on, somebody. The rocks could not hold him. The stones could not hold him. Nothing could hold him. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God, I say thank you. Night of the tomb. When we talk about Jesus, we talk of his past actions, his present actions, and what he will be doing in the future. We're able to do this because he got up. He's alive and well. He is not dead. You know how we say praise God, hallelujah, when we go to church, amen, hallelujah. I don't know what y'all come to do. Jesus is not dead. He's alive, amen, praise God. So I want to tell somebody today, Jesus is not dead. He's alive, glory to God. He didn't stay in the tomb because he got up to do all things, glory to God. So if we're struggling with something in our lives, anything, recognize that he got up to help us with all our struggles. If you're hurting today, remember he got up and he come to ease the pain. Glory to God. If you're sick today, remember, he got up. Come on, somebody, to heal our sickness and the disease. Glory to God. The Bible said, by his stripes is God. Hallelujah. If you're worried about tomorrow, remember, he got up. Come on, somebody, for my son, the Holy Ghost, for all our tomorrows. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And for day, forevermore, praise God, he got up. If you're feeling really, really blessed this morning, remember, glory to God, we are blessed because he got up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. If we think about, glory to God, what Jesus had to go through, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise God because he did get up. We think about, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. What Jesus had to go through, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. When Jesus died, glory to God, hallelujah, we think about the Bible. It says now that the sixth hour, the ninth hour, there was darkness all over the land, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Glory to God. Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, it said, this man is calling for Elijah. Come on, somebody, my God, I give him glory today. One of them ran and took the sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on the reed, and offered it to my Satan and the Messiah, to him, amen. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come down and save him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But glory to God, listen, people of God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the Bible says the veil of the temple was torn in two from the top to the bottom. Somebody say he got up. Come on, Holy Ghost. In the earthquake, my God, and the rocks split. They were split and the graves was open. And the Masato Robo Shanda Holy Ghost. And the bodies of the saints who were falling asleep, they was raised. Amen. Glory to God. Coming out of the grave after his resurrection, they went into the Holy Spirit. City appeared to many. Can you imagine? Praise God. Everything is getting dark. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then all of a sudden, the veil become red. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The veil that man could overstand the Holy Ghost, that we can go in to the throne of grace. Amen. We have power now to go in because the veil was torn from the top to the bottom. That means that we're able to go in to pray now because he got up. Praise God. Hamashando Holy Ghost. And glory to God. And then the people was in the grave. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the earth began to quake and the rocks began to split. The graves began to open up. The bodies began to come up out of the grave. Praise God. And began to walk in the holy city. My God, can that be such an awesome view? Glory to God. If you really think about the power of Jesus, he was so powerful. Even the one from the dead got up and walked in the holy city. And the people saw that the one that was already in the grave, they was up, praise God, just Holy Ghost, because he got up. Come on, Holy Spirit. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, glory to God, when they walked in the holy city and appeared to many, so when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things began to happen, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It was the Son of God. My God, I give him glory. And many women, glory to God, who followed Jesus, Galilee, ministered to him, who were looking from afar, among who was Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, Joseph the mother of Zebedee. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All powerful. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. All powerful. Able. Hallelujah. The power was so strong that the earth began to quake. Now we know, praise God, when we see an earthquake, my God, yet quotable Son the Holy Ghost, everything, hi, that's Holy Ghost, had to happen the way it was written, praise God, hallelujah, Son the Holy Ghost. We thank God for the day. We thank God for the resurrection of life. We thank God, amen, praise God, for who Jesus is, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus said, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, in I am the resurrection and I am the life. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Somebody say he has risen. I come to declare glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We will rise above all addictions, all employment, all loneliness, all sickness. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. All the sin, all the depression, because Jesus went in. My God, he went down to hell, preached out of hell. Come on, somebody. The people got up. Peter quoted that scripture, amen, when Jesus went down to hell, preached glory to God, took the keys back of life and death. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We thank God for Jesus having the keys. We thank Jesus, glory to God, for what he has done. But today, glory to God. Know that he got up. Come on, somebody. So I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, thought about the last night, and still thinking about this morning. There is not a day that goes by that we don't think about Jesus. Why do we spend so much time with Jesus on our mind? Because he got up. The reason that we serve Christ, my God, I say thank you, Jesus, because we believe that he rose from the dead, and he's alive forevermore. We believe that when he died on the cross, he died for the sins. Come on, Holy Ghost, and your sin, my sin, your sin. He died so that we will be able to live forever in the presence of God. My Father, my God, I thank Jesus, amen, because he had gotten up. He got up. He revealed himself to us. Come on, somebody. So I know that you are a believer. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. I serve the Holy Ghost. I can lose everything that I own and every person, but I know that he will still be there. Come on, somebody. Are you a believer today? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Why? Because he got up. Come on, somebody. We can endure everything, and we must order no order. Amen. Praise God in our lives. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He has us in the palm of his hand because he got up. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You can endure anything. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he got up. My God, I say thank you. Amen. Hallelujah for him getting up for us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus said, no one can take it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. Glory to God. I have the authority, the power to lay down, and I have the authority to take it back up again. And this command, glory to God, I received from my Father. Jesus knew, amen, praise God, after he done all that he supposed to do, amen, praise God, that God had him, praise God. He just had to do what God had called him to do. Holy Ghost, to rescue us from our sin nature. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He went, glory to God. They put him in the tomb. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But Jesus had power to raise himself back up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We have to know, glory to God. Glory to God, that God is good. Remember the last seven words. Amen. Praise God. Hamashando, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He said, Father, when all that was going on, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's the same thing Jesus says to us. Glory to God. Surely I say to you, today, you will be with me in paradise. That's what he said on the cross. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Speaking to Mary and John, he said, woman, behold thy son. Behold thy mother. Come on, Holy Spirit. My God, why have thou forsaken me? And he went on to say, ask first, for it is finished. Come on, somebody. My God, it is finished. Glory to God. I have done what you told me to do. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad that you serve a God? I'm a son of the Holy Ghost. Lord Jesus, glory to God. The last seven words upon the cross. My God, I give him glory. We bless God today because he did get up for us. He got up, glory to God. So today is not about the little bunny. My Satur and Abashando, Holy Ghost. It's about the Lamb of God. My Satur, my Senanamehu, the Messiah, that has our life in the palm of his hand. Glory to God. On the next day, glory to God, they said, glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Now, when evening had come, there was a rich man from Arimathea. Glory to God. Named Joseph, who himself had to become the disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it up in clean linen cloth and laid it, glory to God, in the tomb, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it was him out of rocks. My God, my God, my God. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. The Bible says, and Mary Magdalene was there. Glory to God, the one, glory to God, that he cast out the seven devils. My God, threw out the seven. And there was another called Mary sitting on the opposite of the tomb. The next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests, the Pharisees gathered together to fast. Remember, we remember while we were still alive, while he was still alive. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. How he, deceiver, says, after, and they call him, how that deceiver said. Now, can you imagine, praise God, how my shadow, Holy Ghost, they call him a deceiver. My God, glory to God. After 3 days, he says, I will rise. Therefore, command that tomb to be secure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the last deception will be worse than the first. Policy, you have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure. Say thank you.
and they tell me there is an empty grave over in the Holy Land to prove my feet leave. Because he lives, yeah, I can face all of my tomorrows. Oh yes I can. It's because he lives. All of my fears are just all gone, all gone, all gone. And it's because
because he lives. Amen. Praise God. We can face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because he got up. Glory to God. You are more, glory to God, than what you see in yourself this morning. Amen. Praise God, because your failures. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he lives. Amen. Your sins are forgiven. Your hurt, although the pain might still be present. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you going to be at ease? Everything that you face, the Holy Ghost, everything that you face, you can face it. Amen. With confidence, because he got up. So glory to God. So from this day forward, when someone asks you, glory to God, glory to God, glory to his name, why you serve him, glory to God, tell them, because he got up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When you ask you how you still smiling, glory to God, in the midst of your pain, tell them, because he got up. When they ask you how, glory to God, how you made it through, tell them, because he got up. Come on, Holy Spirit, when it looks like all hope is gone and your friends are worried about you, tell them, glory to God, you're going to be okay. Why? Because he got up. My God, I give him glory. Your life is not your own because he got up. There is more to you
him to reveal himself to you. May God forever bless you. Glory to God. His desire, glory to God, is to bless us. Amen. Because he got up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to talk about how he got up. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for me, you, and you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, and praise God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the word of God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Hamashanda, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Even while, glory to God, when he got up, they still was conspiring. Now, while they were going, behold, some of the guards came into the city and reported that the chief priests and all the things that had happened, and when they had us money to the soldiers, saying, Tell them his disciples came at night and stole him away while we slept. Come on, somebody. My God. And if this comes to the governor's ears, and glory to God, we will appease him and make him secure. Come on. So they took the money and did as were instructed. And they are saying in the common report among the Jews until this day, amen, that somebody came and stole the body. But we know. Day. Glory to God. Yet, Corobo Son, the Holy Ghost, that he was raised from the dead. Come on, somebody. My God, I give him glory. We thank him, amen, for getting up for us. We thank him, amen, for pushing us through. We thank him, glory to God. Yet, Corobo Son, the Holy Ghost, for catapulting us into our lives. We thank him, amen, for this day. This is the day, glory to God, that we rejoice over the Lord Jesus Christ as we do every day. Make this day, amen, praise God, a reflection, not about the bunny, not about the clothes, amen, praise God, because he got up, the stone was moved away, for me, you, you, and you, and every stone in our lives, they called almost on the Holy Ghost, they are pushed back right now, because the angel of the Lord is going to move that stone, so we say happy Easter, may the resurrected power raise Jesus up, glory to God, from the dead, touch every area of our lives, amen, praise God, the resurrection, amen, of everything that was dead in our life, whether it be spiritually, physically, biologically, financially, emotionally, glory to God, economically, mentally, socially, environmentally, in all areas of our lives, amen, praise God. We thank Jesus for resurrection today, amen, the same resurrection. The power that was on the inside of him or inside of us, amen, praise God. So we thank him, amen, that he sent back the comforter so we can be comforted. Amen. Praise God that we can be all that he has asked us to be because he got up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God this morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for what you have said today. Amen. Thank you, Lord. As you said, no one takes your life. Amen. You have power. You have the authority to raise yourself back up. So we bless God this morning. Amen. For the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. We thank God. Amen. For his grace. We thank God for his mercy. We thank God for the Son of God. Amen. The Holy Ghost. That watches over, protects us, and shields us. Go before the Father, make intercession for us. Amen. According to the will of God. We thank God. Amen. On this day, amen. Happy, happy, happy Easter. Happy Resurrection Day. Amen. Praise God. We thank God today. Amen. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil, our Sunday morning service. Amen. And don't forget on Thursday, amen. Praise God. Pastor Ainona Waters will be with you. True Vine International Church, amen, at 6 p.m. Tune in to hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let us keep feeding our soul. Amen. Praise God. How are we going to know about Jesus if we never open up the love letter to read about him? Open up our Bibles this week. Get into more of his word. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we got to block all the world out and get to know him for who he is. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, open our Bibles. Crack our Bible. Dust them off today. Amen. Praise God. If they've not been open, just to do something, amen, praise God. Get into study to know more about who he is and what he does. It's just like loving on someone, amen. You try to know their favorite colors. You try to know what they like to eat, amen, praise God. The same way, glory to God, how they call Boshatana, the Holy Ghost. Let us relearn about the Lord Jesus Christ and why he came to set us free. Why he came. To make
us free today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is a blessing. Amen. On this Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God. Let us get to know. Let us read the love letter. Amen. That he left for us. Glory to God. He breathed on them to write. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that we can be saved under the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you. May God keep you. May God settle you and keep you in perfect peace on today. Amen. Happy Easter to all. Amen. Praise God. Thank you for joining. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that would desire to get in touch with me. You can reach me at 302-883-9799. Thank you all for tithing, offerings. Amen. And all the ones that want to partner with this ministry, you can do so. Amen. Contact me. Praise God. Bless you all. God bless you. Happy Easter to you. And don't forget, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be prayer time. Amen. Praise God. At 6 a.m. in the morning with me. God bless you. Have a wonderful Easter. Let me pray out. Father, we thank you, Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for the movement of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just ask that you continue to have your way in our lives, Lord God. Walk through our homes, God. Touch our lives, Lord God. Thank you for moving that stone. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, out of our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to move by your mighty power, Father God. Whatever that stone was in our lives, good, glory to God, whether it be financially, God, whether it be physically, God, whether it be our health, Lord God, whether it be children, God, whether it be a marital problem, it could be any addiction, anything, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just ask that you, Father, will send the angel of the Lord to remove every stone, every unemployment, anything that do with our lives, Lord God, to put us in one place. Help us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the movement of the Holy Spirit even now, Father. We raise up an altar to you, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, to take care of us. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We know, Father, that you uplift us with your right hand, that you guide us with your eyes, that you make the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. We bless your holy name. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. Every member.